H2 one morning lost in the subway crowd slash H2. Pilija is 29 this year, a product manager at an internet company in Beijing. He lives beyond the southern 6th Ring Road, and his company is in Wangjing. A one-way commute requires 2 subway transfers and about 75 minutes. He says that on workdays he feels like being fed into an assembly line, and the first thing he checks on waking is the clock, not the weather, slash P. P. One day I calculated, I work 22 days a month and spend 55 hours on the road, more than a full week of work. He smiles wryly. During that period I felt dull all over. Coming home I just wanted to collapse, couldn't even flip a book. Slash P. P. This dullness is not laziness, but time quietly drained on the road. Our urban generation mostly takes commuting as a necessary cost to endure, yet few seriously calculate, if this default consumed time were returned to life, what would it become? Slash P. P. What truly changed Lisha was a review after a project delay. His supervisor said your output has been slipping lately, and only then did he realize he had not regressed in ability, but that 2 hours of daily commuting were like a slow leak, quietly carrying away focus and mood, slash P. P. So he started an experiment, not changing jobs, only compressing the commute. 3 months later, his one-way time dropped to 35 minutes, gaining a complete chunk of time each day. What this article shares is exactly the homework ordinary people can copy, slash P. H2 Professional Analysis, the invisible account of commute time cost slash H2. P. Conclusion first, commuting is a kind of hidden tax. It does not appear on the pay slip, yet really eats your disposable time and emotional surplus. According to annual monitoring reports from relevant urban transport research institutions under the Ministry of Housing and Urban-Rural Development, the average one-way commute time in major megacities is generally around 40 minutes, with a homework separation of about 4 to 5 kilometers, meaning many residents travel over 90 minutes round-trip daily, slash P. P. Here we introduce an actionable framework, the time audit model. It divides a day into work, sleep, housework, commute, and free time, requiring you to record for 7 consecutive days and see what share commuting takes of total waking hours. In contrast stands the intuitive arrangement model, most decide where to live and when to leave by feel, never structuring time, slash P. P. The core difference between the two models is whether commuting is treated as an adjustable variable. Under intuitive arrangement, commuting is a passively accepted result. Under time audit, it is a parameter that can be redesigned. In the same city, living 3 kilometers closer to the company can save hundreds of hours a year, equivalent to more than 12 full working days. Data points out the magnitude, helping you judge how much effort is worth spending to compress. Slash P. P. The more hidden cost is emotional. Long commutes correlate negatively with subjective well-being in multiple urban studies. Crowding, late anxiety, and sleep loss accumulate into a chronic, low-grade state. So compressing the commute saves not just clock hours, but the energy to show up refreshed the next day, slash P. P. Therefore the first step is not rushing to move, but auditing, record your real commute duration, cost, and mood swings. Once this invisible account is laid on the table, every later decision has a basis, slash P. H2 Tip 1, Proximity in Space, Shortening Distance at the Root slash H2. P. The most plain yet effective way to compress is to shorten physical distance. This is especially true for renters. Rather than saving 2,000 yuan on rent in the far suburbs, move closer to the company and trade commute time back for controllable life, slash P. P. To decide, calculate a time net value account. Does the extra rent of a closer place fall below the quantifiable value of your saved time? If 1 free hour is worth 30 yuan to you, saving 2 hours a day is 60 yuan, 1800 a month, enough to cover most rent differences. Seen this way, living close is often not more expensive, just miscalculated, slash P. P. For homeowners or those hard to relocate, proximity can be a weekend base idea. Rent a tiny studio or storage near the company. Complete deeply focused tasks there, reducing ineffective round trips. Flexible combination is more realistic than either or, slash P. P. P1 reminder, closer is not always better. Over-sacrificing living quality for distance may bring a cramped room and worse sleep, canceling the gain. The goal is balance between living comfortably and close enough. H2 tip 2, time shifting, avoiding the most congested stretch H2. If space cannot move temporarily, move time. Peak hours in many cities are highly concentrated. Shifting half an hour can lighten the feel by an order of magnitude. Applying for flexible hours is a high-cost performance compression method, /P. Pelija later negotiated a 9:30 start with his supervisor, 1 hour later than standard. He took the off-peak subway, dropping one way from 75 to 50 minutes, with a seat to read documents. No impact on company output, yet a qualitative change for his day, /P. Another form of shifting is splitting the trip, break a long commute into two, processing emails at a cafe in between, both avoiding peaks and turning fragment time into output time. Commuting is no longer a black box but cut into manageable pieces, /P. Of course, shifting needs organizational support. If the culture emphasizes desk hours over output, communication cost rises. Suggest speaking with data. Show that after shifting, your delivery quality and response speed make special accommodation a replicable efficiency plan, /P. H2 tip 3, turn the commute into value-adding time, /H2. When some distance cannot be compressed short-term, change the use of.